For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. The Preservation League of New York State has released its annual list of 7 most threatened historical sites. State lawmakers and members of the historical community gathered Tuesday at the Legislative Office Building in Albany as the Preservation League of New York State announced 7 sites it hopes to save. It's the latest installment of an advocacy effort that dates to 1999. Albany-area Democratic Assemblywoman Pat Fahey of the 109th District says the League is crucial in preserving New York's history.
The 7 to Save is definitely a way to bring prominence to 7 historical sites each year. Aside from the prominence, it also really helps to draw the attention and hopefully the investment. So thank you for your efforts. It's always a pleasure.
Another Capital Region Democrat, John McDonald of the 108th District, praised the League's efforts. He says the New York State Historic Preservation Tax Credit has proven vital.
Yes, we extended it 5 years. Yes, we decoupled from the federal government to make sure that developers are able to fully maximize their investment, which is going to lead to greater investment in our communities.
Preservation League President Jay DiLorenzo says the 7 to Save program is based on a nomination process with advocates applying for recognition.
All of these local grassroots groups, always local people getting together, identifying these resources as important, and then coming to the League and saying, hey, we might need your help on this.
From those applications, DiLorenzo says volunteers from the League's board make recommendations. In Albany, the South End Grosbeckville Historic District's acting president, Kim Alvarez, says the district is thrilled to have made the list. She says it's facing an uptick in vacant historic properties. Many buildings in Albany are now tagged with an official red X signifying their disrepair.
These red X's, while well-intended to signify potential internal hazards to first responders, has unfortunately had resulting impact of increasing a sense of blight, calling attention to disinvestment.
Alvarez says with the help of the League, the district will be able to get the buildings up to code. The Water Elite Shaker Historic District is also on the League's list. Just north of Albany, the location is home to the first Shaker settlement in the United States. Shaker Heritage Society Executive Director Starlin D'Angelo says tourism to sites like the Shaker Settlement is vital to the state's economy.
With its proximity to Albany International Airport and all of the major transportation corridors in the area, it should be a gateway to the region.
Other sites recognized this year are Wells Barns in Rochester, Jamestown Arcade, enlarged Erie Canal Schoharie Aqueduct in Fort Hunter, and the Lehigh Valley Railroad Roundhouse in Manchester.